Good teaching, Master.
When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples,
"As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified."
Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and kill him.
"This man needs to be stopped.
But not during the festival,"
they said,
"or there may be a riot among the people."
While Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant.
"Why this waste? This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor."
Aware of this, Jesus said to them,
Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked,
"What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?"
So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over.